Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That's a gay ass podcast.
What? That's a gay ass podcast.
What?
A really, really, really gay podcast that we call That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
That's a gay ass name for a gay ass podcast.
Luke Monday is recording on a Tuesday on That's a Gay Ass Goddamn Podcast. So, Luke, the rumor has it that you are in the Moulin Rouge National Tour, but you're currently not on said tour. Can you tell the listeners, where the hell are you?
Yeah, the rumors are true. We just wrapped up our engagement in Denver. It was amazing. The audiences were stellar.
Men of Denver are so hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, beards and tattoos galore, which personally for me is it's a weakness. So Denver was amazing. Doing Moulin Rouge at altitude was really challenging.
Sure.
There were several occasions where my castmates were using oxygen backstage, like at the theater with... No, I'm serious. It's like
no,
a thing.
I believe you. I'm just laughing because like people think theater is like, you know, you just put on a wig and do a 5, 6, 7, 8. But it is the most athletic, and especially that fucking show. I mean,
yeah,
y'all are.
There are wigs and there's a lot of 5, 6, 7, 8. But it's like really, I mean, we're talking like these people
Olympic
are
level
breaking their bodies to do this show. Not so. I'm a little bit of a different situation with what I do in the show, and I'm happy to talk about that later, but yeah, it's very, very physical. So anyway, we wrapped up our Denver engagement, and then our show is on we call them layoffs, which kind of freaks people out because it makes it sound like we've been laid off.
Right.
But it's basically just a hiatus. So the show is not booked in any venues for the next 5 weeks. That gives us time to like let our hair down and like be normal humans in the world, because tour life is great, but it is not real life. Like I've missed weddings. I've missed birthdays. I've missed all kinds of stuff. So it's nice just for 5 weeks. I can just be a normal human civilian in the world.
And where are you now?
So I drove from Denver to northern Utah, where I'm originally from, and I'm currently chilling at my parents' place in northern Utah.
Shout out to them. There's so much to unpack them. Because you're going from like one of the horniest musicals on the road right now to
it's
northern Utah in your parents' basement. I guess I have a couple follow-ups. Question number one. Did you grow up Mormon?
That is a great question, and I'm asked that often.
I can only imagine.
I was not raised Mormon. So, funny thing about my childhood and just like my whole existence in Utah is that like my parents are transplants. They are pure. Like I'm purely from here, just based on circumstance. I don't have any ancestry in Utah. I don't have any ties whatsoever. My parents are they're music teachers. And so they met in grad school in Louisiana. And then they subsequently, my dad got a teaching job out here in Utah to be the junior high like band teacher. And they had just...
And the rest is her story.
Yes. And they came, and my mom shortly thereafter got a teaching job. And so we just grew up in this really charming little valley in Utah. It's very idyllic. Like being back here is kind of wild because I'm just like,
I mean, that part of the country is gorgeous.
It's unbelievably beautiful. Like,
but it's also funny to me that you are in this like, again, torn between two worlds, because you now have a 5 week break. Are you going to spend the entire 5 weeks sort of connecting with the fam? Are you going to slut it up elsewhere? What's your plan?
I think I'd probably lose my mind if I was in Logan is the town where I'm from.
Yeah.
It's a small little Mormon town. I'd probably go absolutely fucking insane if I stayed here for 5 weeks. No disrespect to Logan. But so I'm here for just like tonight, actually. And then I have plans to actually do some press for Moulin Rouge. They're gonna like fly me to Georgia to do this press thing and to sing a song to promote the show there, which I'm very excited about. And then I'm going to New York and I'm gonna go to Fire Island for the first time ever, and I'm so excited.
Luke, that is such a great, that's a great segue into the slutty part of our conversation, because on this series for the pod, we love to ask about that word slut. The word slut to me is a compliment. It is a beautiful way of life. It is something that I embrace and give it a positive connotation. Luke, does the word slut apply to you?
Absolutely, yes.
Hell yes! And now we're going to get into it. So, since you have this interesting Utah to Broadway pipeline, can I ask you my first slutty question, which is, what was your first gay kiss? Where were you and who was it with?
Okay. His name was Darren.
Mm.
He was 1 year ahead of me in school. And, like, you know, as, like, a gay kid who's still in the closet, you're very aware of the other gay kids at your school.
Absolutely.
Whether they're out or whether they're not, you kind of just are like, okay, there's that one and then there's that one, and then you kind of assess, like, is that something I want to pursue or not,
right?
Well, I found out that this boy that was in choir a year ahead of me, who I already thought was cute, came to find out he had, like, just come out. And
is this high school or college?
This was high school. So this is like, I'm a junior in high school, or actually I'm a senior in high school. He just graduated. And this is gonna age me, date me, whatever. I hit him up on MySpace.
Yeah, you did.
I hit him up on MySpace and was like, I just framed it like, hey Darren, like, I'm still in the closet. Like, I saw that you just came out and, like, you were got a lot of support, and, like, would just love to, like, pick your brain about, like, and all of this is true, but, like, there was also, you know, of course, a ulterior motive.
I'd like to pick your brain, but using my dick, and hopefully your brain is in your hole.
Yes. Exactly. So one thing led to another, and we were hanging out, and we were gay kissing a lot. Like,
oh wow.
It was, the kissing was, I want to say it was really good. It was so long ago, but, like, my memories of it were like, this is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. So,
oh my God,
my first gay kiss was very, very good.
It sounds excellent. And I think we all remember our first gay kiss and how electric it felt. I mean, I make a joke about it. I'm doing a show right now where I say, you think I'm going to say something very romantic, but I say, and I was rock hard. And that's the truth. I was just like, it was the first time that I kissed someone that I actually wanted to kiss, and it felt like electricity through my body. You do with Darren, did you go beyond kiss into other physical forms of affection?
We sure did. And I'll never forget this. He was a smoker, and he, before we would kiss, he would always put in a piece of, like, fruity gum. This is so crazy to even, like, say this out loud, because I haven't thought about this in such a long time, but I remember his mouth tasted like a combination of, like, fruity tropical gum and, like, cigarette smoke. So just, I'm just trying to give you, like, a little bit of,
no, I love that. It's
painting a picture.
Do you, whenever you smell cigarette smoke, does it take you back in a positive way, or is it a no bueno?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just such a specific combination of tastes, I guess, if you will.
Oh yeah.
But it was still very positive. It's not like triggering or anything.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what's funny? The way you say that is the way that when you say that, it brings up for me a specific memory, because we really put smells so specifically with memories, and this one's gonna be a TMI, but that's what this podcast is for.
Hey, lay it on me.
One of the first times I, like, jerked off was with a probably expensive conditioner that was in my parents' bathroom.
Mine was coconut shea butter lotion.
Coconut shea butter.
Coconut scented shea butter lotion.
I can smell it right now. I can smell it right now.
Smells like masturbation.
It truly, and my like mom's conditioner from all those years back, like, smells like masturbation. And part of the reason why I did it, which is really nasty and, like, slutty nasty, is that it looked like cum.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I'm jerking off with cum.
It helps. Yeah.
It really did.
It's like, you're just so horny at that age, I mean, I'm still very, very horny, but I'm just like, just remembering like, Like this lotion reminds me of that, which makes me horny. Like that's such a like 17-year-old gay thing to.
Oh, 100%. And I think part, well, actually, I can't believe I haven't told you this yet, but part of the reason why I'm interviewing you is because not only do I think you're incredibly talented, incredibly sexy, but I asked on Instagram people to tell me who their Broadway crushes were. And Luke Monday was a submission.
Holy cow.
And now here you are. So I just want to affirm that, that you're doing the Lord's work. There are people who definitely want to hear about your journey. One of the things I want to hear about in your journey, part of the reason why I asked you to come on the podcast is because you are a fellow hairy king, and hair representation is very important to me. So Luke, tell me, have you always enjoyed being this furry, or was it something you had to learn to embrace?
I had to learn to embrace it.
Tell me.
Well, this might be TMI, but like I used to be on the swim team and it was such a huge part of my life. And I remember when I started to grow hair, like before the other boys started to grow hair, like I already had like the beginnings of like a happy trail. And then I was starting to grow. This is where I kind of drew the line. I was excited about armpits because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm growing up. I'm a grown up now. That was fine because everybody had armpit hair, but like the nipple hair, that was like I was like literally shaving my nipples.
Oh yeah, me too. Because
that's where it started to grow, and nothing in between. And I was just like, oh my god, I have hairy nipples. I'm such a freak. And so to answer your question, at first I was like, this is not. And my skin is just really fair, and my hair is really dark. So it was just like. So apparent when it started to happen. But as the years have gone by and like throughout my 20s, like hair started to grow in the middle, like on my sternum area, and it started to spread. And like now I'm 34 years old and I'm just like fucking hairy from head to toe. And I absolutely love it. The only downside for me is that like when I get out of the shower and I like dry myself off, there's just like a, you know, there's just like hair just fucking everywhere. And you know, I just have to like, whoever I happen to be sharing a bathroom with at that time, I'm just like, hey, listen, sorry.
It is what, as Mariah Carey once said, it is what it is, Santa.
Right. And I'm just like, you know, I'll do my best to like clean up after myself, obviously, but it's tricky sometimes.
Well, it's also just funny, I think. I haven't talked about this part of the hair experience, but when you're hooking up with someone, and I think anybody with a bush, experiences it, but I think when it gets in their mouth, the only way to deal with it, and I've been very lucky, it's usually how it goes, is just like, take the moment, take it off the tongue, and then get back to doing whatever you're doing, and ain't no thing. I think some people that like get embarrassed by it on either side, whether it's the person who is hairy or the person with it in their mouth, there's no need. That's just like the circle of gay life.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm so done apologizing for that. Or like if I'm going down on a guy and I get a hair in my mouth, sometimes I'll just be like, it's probably mine, and we both giggle and then we'll keep going, because like sometimes the hair from my own head will end up in my mouth and I'm just like, wow, that my hair really knows no bounds. It's just everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. What was your journey with embracing the slut life, your sexualité? Was it something that you were doing in college?
No, I actually had a lot of shame around sex in college. I remember like hearing about my classmates, like, oh my gosh, so-and-so hooked up with so-and-so at this party. And I remember being like, oh, that's so gross. You know, I was like, unless you want to date the person, it's kind of gross that you're just like, so nonchalantly having sex. And this is not even because of anything that my parents like imposed on me. I truly believe that just because I grew up in this like uber conservative environment,
absolutely,
it sort of just filtered into our household, and it kind of filtered into the way I was brought up, just because my parents, they were just adapting to the culture that we were in when we were kids. And so we didn't really talk about sex very freely or openly, certainly not anything gay. And so by the time I got to theater school, where everyone's gay and horny, and naturally people are starting to like pair off and hook up and this and that.
What school was it?
So I went to Weber State University in Ogden, Utah. It's a state school, but they do have a pretty decent.
Yeah. No, I've heard. Is it W-E-B-E-R?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen Weber Stay for sure.
Yeah.
So wow, you had all this shame. You were
I had shame around sex. A few years sort of passed by, and I ended up dating the person that became my. Well, it's complicated, but we are married currently, so he is my husband. My first sort of like, oh, this isn't gross or bad. This is actually really natural and very okay, was when he and I started to sort of explore threesomes. It was like...
For the rest of this interview, head to Substack, linked in the description. You can also watch bonus episodes with Mikey Graceffa from Death Becomes Her, Isaiah Rutledge, Sunset Boulevard's G-Min Moon. We have Derek Cage, Patrick, Nick, Thanos, Mark. They're all hot. The stories are amazing, and you should go check it out at substack.com/@EricWills, linked in the description. I love you. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.